Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Class, you can listen to us on GCN Live, GCNLIVE.com. Genesis Communications Network. You can listen to us on Rents Radio, RENSE Radio.com. The Ron Gibson Channel on Odyssey and BitChute. That's Ron Gibson, RONGIBSON. Ron's his first name, Gibson's his last name. Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, over North America, Europe, and North Africa, and via a telephone listen line. In the telephone listen line, if you want to listen to USA Prepares on it, it broadcasts USA Prepares while we are live. So 605-615-1815, 605-615-1815, between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
It's Kathy, then.
Huh. You don't sound like Kyle. Hey. Oh, geez. You know, I was in front of the classroom teaching a college class, and I was at the blackboard on day number one, and I wrote something that was incorrect. I don't remember exactly what it was. It was like 30 years ago. And one of the students, I'm facing the blackboard, and one of the students said, Mr. Finelli? And I said, yeah, I know. The mind is the second thing to go. And I kept on writing. But yeah, I'm sorry, Kathy. You know, I was telling Jason about a story that I heard recently about a Mercedes-Benz, and the owner had a problem with the suspension, and the Mercedes, this particular vehicle, has hydraulic suspension. So there's a computer that, and sensors, so the sensors figure out if the car is level, and if it's not level, the sensors will tell the computer to send hydraulic fluid to the low corner, and it'll jack up the low corner through hydraulic shock absorbers, and it'll make the car level. So, you know, you can be riding on a slight incline, and the car will be more level. So it's kind of a fascinating concept, but when it breaks, it's really expensive. So we've worked on a few of those, and we're talking, at the dealer, $10,000 to fix shock absorbers that are pressurized by a hydraulic pump and a computer. And so what we do is we take them off. We take those hydraulic shocks off, and we put in standard shock absorbers and springs. You know, the way cars used to be in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, that kind of thing. And so for about $1,500, we're able to replace the springs and the shocks and avoid the $10,000 repair. This is crazy, Kathy, where we're going in terms of cost of repair. And we are finding that appliances, I am fascinated by Facebook Marketplace, not Facebook per se, but the Marketplace. And people are really having a tough, tough time with their new appliances. And they'll say things like, free, washer, free, 2 years old, the good news is you can hear the sound of water filling. The bad news is the tub doesn't fill up. And what they're saying is the water goes in and goes right out, doesn't fill up the tub. And so it doesn't work after 2 years. So with a one-year warranty, the appliance is junk. The repairman can't fix it at a viable cost. And here we are. So we are filling our landfills with appliances that don't last the 20 years or more that they used to last. Are you seeing the same thing? Are you hearing anything like this from people in your circle, Kathy?
You know, Vince, I try to tell people, and I feel like maybe 5% of the people listen to me. I will explain to them the old appliances work better. Hang on to them. You want to buy something hopefully made in the USA, not the Asian brand. And it just, I don't think I ever make much of an impact. People look at me, I can just tell by the look in their eye that they're not going to do it. They're, oh, okay. Like they're just wanting me to stop. I've had one person say, yep, I got rid of my newer one and I went and bought old ones and I'm happy. But Vince, I think that it's just everything. I mean, I don't know what's going on in our house, but lately, one thing after another just seems to have an issue where we try to repair it. I was lucky, though. I have a small indoor grill, and it's old. Well, my husband looked at the cord, and he said that the wires were like something with it where it went in. He took it apart, and he said somehow it overheated or something, and he goes, I can't fix it. So I was lucky. I was at an estate sale a little while ago, and they just happened to have that exact cord, and I brought it home, and it worked. So for $2, I got a grill. But it just seems like everything is just breaking, and we are on like a treadmill trying to keep everything going. And even the older stuff, it's not like it's not good, but Vince, I'm just hearing, and you, I'm sure you know, I'm hearing they can't get parts. They can't get parts for air conditioners, for vehicles, for trucks. And so what do you do when you can't get a part? You know, the item is not usable.
Well, and when you can get parts, the cost is outrageous. Let me give you an example. BMW came in for a tune-up. A tune-up on a BMW is a pretty expensive proposition. Spark plugs on a six-cylinder BMW, a relatively late model, are not 79 cents. They were 79 cents when I was, you know, younger, when I was a boy. A dollar was a lot. 99 cents, gosh, from 79 to 99. Man, what happened? Got really expensive. Spark plugs for a late model BMW are about $27. No, to $27.99. I'm serious. That's incredible. No, I never dreamt that a spark plug would cost $28 each. And that's without installation. So we are seeing more and more expensive parts. And what happened to spark plugs to drive them up 28 times or more what they used to be? What caused that? Then another problem is that the spark plug, I know we're drifting off here, but spark plugs on some vehicles are almost impossible to remove. They won't unscrew, if you will. They're frozen in place, and the heads of the engines are made out of aluminum. And what happens is if you apply enough torque to get the spark plug to come out, you also can take out the threads that hold the spark plug into the aluminum head. So now you have a huge problem. So you can't put a new spark plug in if you've unscrewed the threads that are part of the aluminum head casting. It's a huge problem. And they even make special tools, very expensive special tools, to remove spark plugs from certain engines that are known to be problematic. So when the mechanic goes to take the spark plug out, there might be a 20% chance he's going to take the threads out with the spark plug. And then you have to drill out the spark plug hole. Then you have to put in a replacement set of threads. And you're looking at, you know, maybe an hour or two of labor to do that. So that's, you know, at $100 an hour, you're looking at maybe $200 or more in labor to put new threads in to replace the old threads so you can put the new spark plug in. Mechanics are finding out that they can't fix cars. We can't fix them. There's a post on Facebook Marketplace. A guy is selling his Lyft, his automotive Lyft. He has a business. You know, it's not a small business. He's got a whole bunch of Lyfts there, and he's selling his old rotary brand Lyft, the finest Lyft in the world. That's the kind we have at our shop, and they're truly exceptional. And I couldn't believe it. I said, rotary Lyft. He's selling it, and the text says he is upgrading so he can service electric vehicles. So now the electric vehicle market has been driving repair shops to replace lifts that cost $5,000 a piece so they can pick up an electric car. Now, who gets to pay for the increase in the cost of the equipment at that shop? Everybody does. So that extra new lift cost gets spread around all the customers, including those with gasoline engines. It's ridiculous. So we've actually said here, we're not going to work on electric cars. We're not going to do it. We don't need to do it. We have plenty of work to do without branching out and spending more money on equipment to put an electric car up in the air because they weigh more. They weigh more. And here's another part of that. You know, when you put a lift in, you set the lift in the position you want, then you drill holes in the concrete. The concrete has to be strong enough to put these anchor bolts in the concrete with a small footprint. If you look at a lift, you know, it's not like a 4-foot footprint for each post. It's about maybe 18-inch footprint for each post. So if you think about it, if you're going to put more weight on that lift, and you're drilling new holes in the concrete, you've already weakened the concrete with the first set of holes for the old lift. Now you're going to weaken the concrete more by putting bolts for the new lift. And if the lift pad, the concrete, is not at least, and they recommend 4 inches thick, the lift can fall over with the car on it and kill people that are underneath the lift. You know, our lift, when we put it in, class, we used extra rebar in the area where the lift is, and the concrete is a foot thick. That's three times the thickness that is recommended because we didn't want it falling over. Kathy, everything's broken. Back to you.
You know, Vince, I agree. And I know we wanted to talk about a couple things today. We did want to talk about how to make things last longer. And I have a list. I'm sure you have a list. And we also wanted to talk about some of these companies to boycott and some of the absurd things that they're doing. And to me, I feel like it's worth it. I feel like if you vote with your wallet, you're going to send a message. I also feel like you should call them and you should express your disgust with them, really. But you're right, Vince. I just think we have to keep doing what we're doing. I think we have to be prepared. I'm so glad that I have the mindset that I did for years, that what I have in my house, I try to buy quality. I try to hang on to the older things because the newer things just are not lasting. Them. And I don't know what people do. I don't know how they afford it.
You know, it used to be that you could buy a pair of shoes and they would last a decade or more. And when the soles or the heels wore out, you just bring them to the shoe repair person and they put new soles or heels on and you keep going.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio. Domestic Engineering and 5-Minute University lessons today. Kathy, you want to talk about making things last longer?
Yeah, I do, Vince. You know, I like your story about your razor blades, and I think that if you want to tell how you make them last longer, I'm sure you can tell better than I can, but you know, they're expensive, and I think that that's just a common thing that everybody uses pretty much every day.
Yeah. I was talking to a dentist, a friend of mine, and he shaves his head. And so I said, so how long does a razor blade last? And he kind of laughed, and I said, well, back in the 70s, late 70s, I was at a flea market, and there was a guy selling at his table. He had nothing but razor blades on it. And they were a brand new Schick product, a twin blade razor. And they were $5 a handful. So as many as you could grab in your hand, it was $5. And so I got two hands full. And I'm running out. Now, you may think I'm kidding, but I've been using these same razors, and I still have like a couple left from the late 70s. And I've been shaving this way for since that time. And, you know, there are people who buy the shaving gels and the shaving creams and the shaving soap, and they tried all those different ways of shaving. But the bottom line is the national average is a razor blade or a disposable shaver lasts about 3 or 4 days. They last me 365 days, you know, 100 times longer, right? And the reason is I shave in the shower. So I wet my face, wash my face. And then I take the bar of soap and I use Coast. Coast works the best. It has the most lubricity, at least in my opinion. And I take that bar of soap, which is now wet, and I use it, I wipe that bar of soap against my skin. So there's a direct transfer of the soap onto my skin. And then I shave normally. Now this soap acts as a lubricant to prevent the blade from becoming dull faster. And as I shave, I rinse the blades under the shower head. And when I'm done or during the shaving process, I'll take that bar of soap and wipe. I'll hold it with my right hand and wipe with my left hand the soap on the palm of my hand, you know, at the base of the thumb, that fleshy part. And I will use the razor backwards on that fleshy part that has soap on it, and that will resharpen. I'll just brush three or four times, and it will resharpen the blade, believe it or not. And then I'll keep shaving. Then when I'm done, I thoroughly rinse under, you know, right close to the shower head, rinse off all the whiskers, and then I'll shake the razor dry, and I'll put the razor back in the shower rack, you know, that hangs on the shower, where the shower head is. And that process, by removing the whiskers, shaking it dry, shaving with soft water, and shaving with Coast soap, and you can use Dial, but Dial's not as good. You should be able to get about a year out of a disposable razor, rather than 3 or 4 days. And I'm learning that razors are really, really expensive. I remember when you could get a whole package of them, and maybe five for $5. You know, retail. That's no longer the case, right, Kathy?
Oh my gosh, they're expensive, and I've been doing what you said, Ben, for a long time. But you perfected it. There, you added a few things that I didn't do, and I'm finding that they last a long time. Then, so they're really. I think they're like, some of them are like $40 now, $35. You can get them in multi packs, you know, at your like Costco's and Sam's, but they're still expensive.
Okay, so the best brand that I've found is the one with two blades, just two. I know there are razors that have three and maybe four and maybe even five. It's ridiculous. Actually, you can shave with one blade. Now, where this came from was when I was a child in the 1950s, my grandfather had a straight razor. And a straight razor is what a barber would use back then. And he had a leather strap, harness leather, hanging on the side of the sink. So the sink had a handle on, or an arm or a rack on the left side, the right side, and that's where you put the towels. These were like pedestal sinks back in the 1920s, 30s, 40s. So he had one of those, and there was a strap hanging, and he just, and it was called Strop, S-T-R-O-P, the razor to sharpen it. And that's where I got the idea from. And it works great.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Former President Trump can continue to fight to have the Fulton County DA removed from his election interference case in Georgia. USA's John Schaefer explains.
Trump can challenge the ruling permitting Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to continue overseeing his Georgia election interference case. A judge has approved a request from defense lawyers to seek a review of the decision from the state's appellate court. Last week, a judge decided that Willis could stay on the case. The defendant sought Willis's removal due to her romantic involvement with Wade.
New York Attorney General Letitia James, meantime, suggesting Donald Trump pay cash for his $450 million civil fraud penalty. On Wednesday, she told the appellate court that the former president has failed to explore all his options for meeting the obligation. Unless the appellate court intervenes on Trump's behalf, James is likely to begin taking steps to seize some of Trump's assets to pay for the judgment. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my...
When you go to the
season...
For
2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us in Ohio. Kathy, the remaining part to flesh this out is that there are razors that really work well. And from my experience, the Schick twin blade razor is the best. And it has this... And for overall purposes, I don't think you need 5 blades, 4 blades, 3 blades. I think 1 is fine. 2 is probably a little bit better. But you've got to get the whiskers out. So when you're done shaving, if you have more blades, there's more potential for the whiskers to clog the blades. And then the soap will stick on the blades. And then it seems like there's corrosion that sets in and dulls the blade. So the idea is to get the whiskers off the blade, shake it dry. And the Schick is really the best I have found. It lasts the longest. And if you don't drop it, dropping it could actually bend it, bend the blades just a little bit and put them out of alignment, and then it won't work so well. So try not to drop it and just shake it dry after you rinsed and rinsed it. And there's a little lever that allows you to push out the whiskers that get clogged in there. And what I do is I use that lever, push the whiskers out, pull the lever back, rinse it, and that's how it lasts so long. So you can shave, and while you're shaving, you can sharpen the blades with soap against your thumb, but don't dry shave, and don't shave without a good lubricating type soap. And Coast, I've found that is the best. Back to you, Kathy.
And how long do they last, Ben, on average?
Well, last year, I started at the beginning of 2023 on January 1st with 1 Schick razor, and it lasted through the last day, you know, December 31st. And actually, I thought, you know what? I think there's still some life in this thing, but I thought, you know, I'm just going to start the new year with a new razor blade. So all year. They last a whole year for me.
That's great.
But you have to wash your face. You have to get the oils off your face. So, you know, after sleeping all night, take a shower, wash your face clean, and then apply the soap directly to whiskers that have been moistened. So I think that's part of it, too. It kind of softens up the whiskers by washing your face, and then maybe a minute or two later, then you can start shaving. But, you know, it's... You don't want to get soap in your eyes. And Coast is kind of an irritant to the eyes compared to maybe some others. But there are people who use body washes. I have a problem with that because of the plastic waste, just from that perspective. So you have a tube of body wash, and then you throw out the tube. And where does that go? In the landfill, along with all the other plastic, right? So I think the wrapper on a bar of soap, that's plenty of packaging. And, Kathy, you told me, sent me an email and told me on the phone about Menards having a sale on Coast soap. So I bought, about 200 bars of soap.
And, you should have plenty then.
Well, I've got them scattered. I've got them scattered all over the house and the farm. And I'm not kidding about that. So, we have mice because we live on a farm. You know, they're field mice that just show up. And they like to go into the under the hoods of cars. It's great protection, you know, in the barn. So we put bars of soap on the concrete pad under the vehicles, and the mice kind of sniff around. They go, "This isn't so pleasant." And so equipment that we're storing in the barn for over the winter, we'll raise the hood, put a bar of soap on the engine, we'll put a bar of soap under the oil pan on the floor. And it keeps the mice away. As a matter of fact, we even keep a bar of soap at the. We have sliding doors on our barn, 12 foot by 12 foot doors, if you will, or 12 by 10. And so these doors slide on tracks, but they don't fit really tightly. The idea is, if it were to snow, you don't want the door to be right against the ground. So they slide rather than open on hinges. They slide on rollers. So there's a couple inches between the bottom of the door and the gravel that's below the door. So mice can easily get in there. So what we do is they go in the corners, the corner of the, or the edge of the door, and we put them right there, put a bar of soap inside right there. So the first thing they do when they come in, they smell the bar of soap and they turn around and leave. So you can do that too. So, when I get audited the next time and the IRS says, "You really think you can deduct soap?" I go, yeah. Well, we don't use it as soap all the time. What we use it for is a mouse deterrent, and it works great. So instead of buying, mouse poison, we just use a mouse repellent. And then, when the scent is gone after a year or so, or maybe a little longer, because it really smells to the high heavens, then I use it. I mean, I could throw it away, but I don't think that that's appropriate. I think that's, you know, that's wasteful and that's a sin. So I'll use it. But the purpose is for the mice. And I'm serious about that, Kathy, and class. I'm absolutely serious about that. It's a great mouse repellent. So we have, where do we have it? Well, we have some vehicles in the barn, and it's on the floor, you know, the passenger floorboards, in the trunk, on the engine. So we might use 4, 5, or 6 bars, you know, per vehicle, per tractor, per, you know, per piece of equipment. And it really works. Back to you.
You know, Ben, I know that we mentioned this before, and you and Frank have mentioned it, but I think it, it bears repeating on not running things like nonstop and too long. Actually, one of my friends, she sent me a link, and it talked about, like in this case, it was talking about sewing machines, and she said that like people that are quilters, they're working on a project. She said when women were making all these masks, she said that the machines that we have in our home are for like home use. They're not industrial. They're not built to go 8 hours a day or 6 hours a day. So this, she said, like, if you're going to, do you know you're going to be sewing a lot? She said, just sew for like an hour or so and then let the machine rest. Go do something, maybe if you've got ironing to do or you got to work on a different thing in the house or something, and then come back. Because she said a lot of the machines were damaged because of the nonstop use. And the other things that, like, I know, like, you shouldn't use, like, really long is, like, even your toaster. You shouldn't just keep trying to make, if, let's say you had a whole group of people and you were just toasting and then making it and then toasting, because according to what I read, and I don't know if you agree or not, Vince, but it can, the toaster will just, I think it has like almost like an automatic shutoff, because I've done this before, unfortunately, where it'll just, so it has to cool down. And one of the things I did with my toaster, Vince, was obviously you unplug it and you clean the crumbs out. They got little trays normally underneath and you clean those out. But there, if you got to be extra careful because there are wires in there. But I had bread. We make our Polish coffee cake. And so sometimes we toast it. Well, it's got like a topping on it. So that dropped down to the bottom and it like hardened on there. So I took a very long artist brush. It was probably 10 inches long. And I very carefully went in there with that. And I got all that, all those dried, hardened from, think of like hard sugar. It was really kind of hard to get off. But I think just maintaining it and keeping it clean will keep it from, you know, will make it last longer. I can't imagine if there's so much bread and crumbs in there and stuck in there that it probably wouldn't affect the life of the toaster then. But I did take like a long, and I had like a chopstick too. So I very carefully went down like where the little, where I could see like the trays underneath. I didn't get the sides or anything. And then I just took like at the top where, not going inside, but I took like a soft toothbrush and I got all around there and really cleaned it off. I probably spent 30 minutes on it, but I just could never figure out how to get that dried sugar off. And then one day I was sitting there, oh, I got a really long artist brush, and that worked well. So that's maybe to help somebody if they got the same issue.
Okay, a couple comments. So you're talking about something called duty cycle. And the duty cycle is what percentage of on is the maximum that you can use as compared to off. So if you look at a sewing machine in your example, you'll see that the electric motor, if it's exposed, as the older ones were, you'll see some air vents. And the air is pulled in through one side of the electric motor and pushed out the other side. So they're air vents. And little pieces of lint beget more pieces of lint, and pretty soon you could actually clog up the air in the intake vent at the electric motor on the back of or of a sewing machine. So I think it behooves us to maybe use the vacuum cleaner and vacuum out the lint that's in there so that air can circulate. But back to duty cycle. So, for example, you're right. The home models or the home grade of sewing machines are not to be, we're not designed to run 24/7 or even hours at a time. They're used to sew a seam, let's say, and then pause. And then sew some more and then pause. So, for example, if you look up welders, you would think, well, you just have a welder and you power it on and just keep welding until you're done. Well, that's not the case. Welders, a lot of them have a 10% duty cycle, 10%. So if you were to think about that in terms of an hour, that's 6 minutes on per hour. 6 minutes out of 60, right? That's 10%. That is what the duty cycle is. Well, electric motors get hot. There's no question about it. So what has an electric motor? Well, an air compressor, a heating system, your home air conditioning system, they all have electric motors. And those motors absolutely positively do get hot. So what we do is we vacuum out the air intake and the air outlet, or we use compressed air to gently blow out the dust. And that makes those motors last longer. Now, I mentioned that we have an air compressor in our shop. And it's a 60-gallon, 60-gallon vertical tank. And on top of the tank is welded a bracket, but at the factory, there's an electric motor and then there's the compressor head. And it's belt driven. And when we first got that, I thought, this thing really gets hot. The motor gets hot and the air compressor head, it's cast iron, it gets hot. So what I did was I built an air deflector. So I built like a shelf on top of this air compressor. It's about 6 inches off the top. And there's a flywheel that has a fan on it. And most air compressors have this. So the idea was I was making sure that no air was being wasted by the flywheel fan to cool the compressor head, which gets so hot you can burn your hands on it, literally. You know, I'm thinking maybe 200 degrees. So if you can keep that compressor cooler, it'll last longer. Ours has been running for 19 years, and we use it every day. No problems. But you have to keep it cool. Except we got some mud wasps in it. I'll tell you a little bit about that when we come back.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about an air compressor motor. We're talking about electric motors in general. They get hot. So if you take the time and clean out the air intake and the air exhaust components of the motor housing, it's at the end of it's at each end of the motor housing, the motor, electric motor, will last longer. And what happened in our shop is it has a garage door, actually three garage doors, and, you know, bees come in and they visit, and they set up shop in one of the electric motors in the for the compressor. And a compressor motor has a rough job. It really does. There, if you think about it, a compressor, starting a compressor is like being on a bicycle, trying to start the bicycle going uphill. Okay, there's a load on the compressor already by the pressure in the tank, so it has to overcome the pressure in the tank to start filling the tank more. So it's a tough job for an electric motor to start. So there's two circuits in the electric motor for a compressor. One is the starting circuit, which takes a lot of current. It makes a lot of heat, but it only needs to get the motor running about one turn. And then once that starts, there's a centrifugal switch that switches to the running component of the motor. So the mud wasps jammed up the starting circuit so that it was on all the time. So after like 3 seconds, 4 seconds, the motor started to smoke. I shut it down immediately, saw what was going on. I took the end cap off the electric motor and cleaned out the mud wasps, repacked the bearings, and it's good to go. But I decided to call an electric motor repair shop. And I explained what was going on. I said, like, y'all fix electric motors? And they said, well, you know, most of the time we can't. But we can sell you a new one. And I said, okay, so how much is a new one? It's about $500 for a new five horsepower electric motor for a compressor. This is a common motor. So if you buy a compressor at Harbor Freight or Tractor Supply, it's going to be typically 5 horsepower, but it's really 3.7, but it's rated 5 horsepower. And it's a common electric motor. And I decided, you know, I'm concerned because if this electric motor were to fail completely and I couldn't fix it, we can't fix cars. So I did some shopping and I found one on the internet, 5 horsepower. Exactly the same Chinese motor that was for sale locally for $500. And I paid $137 for it, shipped. So I have a spare electric motor. I haven't used it. It's still in the box, but it's ready to go. So that's a preventative maintenance thing. And then right near the air compressor is a drill press, a Craftsman drill press that I bought maybe 40 years ago. And the Mudwas set up shop in that too. Same exact problem. So I took the motor cover apart, took the Mudwas out, greased the bearings, and it's good to go. So I think what I'm going to do is put a screen, like a window screen, over the air inlet and exhaust so that the Mudwas go someplace else. But then again, I'm going to be restricting the airflow and the motor will run a little hotter. So I don't really like that idea. So if I come up with a better idea, I'll let you know. And about the toasters. So years ago, I bought a toaster for my mom. I thought, you know what? I don't want her burning down the house. You know, she might make several pieces of toast. And so I bought a commercial toaster made by a company called Star out of St. Louis, S-T-A-R. 4 slices. It was a little under $100 used. This is like a $600 toaster. I looked for one on the internet while we're at a commercial break. I can't find it. I cannot find this particular toaster. So it's pretty darn expensive, but it can take making slice after slice after slice after slice repeatedly. It's way heavier. The stainless steel on the outside is heavier. Everything about it is heavier, and it runs on 240 volts. So it's made to do this. But what you're talking about, Kathy, the duty cycle, you absolutely positively can overheat a residential or consumer-grade toaster, whether it's a Cuisinart or a KitchenAid or a General Electric. They are really made to toast a few slices, and then that's it. Maybe breakfast, so if you have 4 people there, that might be 4 slices or 8 slices of toast. And that's it until tomorrow, right? Isn't that the way it goes? So the duty cycle is really short on a toaster. And if you have an electric mixer, like a KitchenAid electric mixer, you'll see that that electric motor has air vents to let air come in and cool the motor. And if you mix for like 5 minutes, you'll find out that motor housing is pretty hot. So it won't work all day long and survive. So you're absolutely right. So that is the duty cycle, and that's why you need to keep the vents clean on the electric motors, regardless of what that electric motor's doing, even if it's your home heating system. Now, Kathy, I'd love to hear your comments. We got about 10 seconds before we go to the top of the hour break. Do you have any quick comments?
You know, Vince, you talked about shoe repair. I had a nice pair of shoes I wanted to have a sole put on, and the guy wanted to charge me $80.
Good thing you're not in Springfield. It'd be $125.
Oh, my gosh.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.